You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Yo, it's me, Jess, and this episode of Public Access was recorded live at the Blind Tiger Comedy Club, August 16th, 2019. Thank you so much for listening, and while you're at it, be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube, Comedia Agogo. Check out our sketches, films, podcast previews, and so much more. Comedia Agogo. Thank you so much, and now on with the show.
Well, Lang, I'm hungry. Where's my breakfast?
Settle down, Red. Your pterodactyl eggs are almost ready.
I'll just have this bronto chop right here.
Welcome to another edition of Comedia Gogo's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we are pleased as punch to once again have as guests members of the Blind Tiger Comedy Club audience. Make some noise, please.
Make some noise. We're doing it live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. This fucking thing sucks. We'll do it live.
And we are happy campers to be talking about what today, Regan?
Okay, here's the questions and topics we're talking about. Topic number one, pick an actor or actress you'd like to see in a movie where they have to face off against themselves. What will the movie be called? Topic number two, describe your favorite summer break from your childhood. Think about your favorite summer break from childhood. And topic number three, what makes you scream? It could be good screams, it could be bad screams, it could be any screams. What makes you scream?
Makes me wanna scream. You know what makes me scream? When I see fellas like Andy Drip. Like, see, I told you I was going to bring it up.
Thank
we were
you.
Talking about it before the podcast started. Regan didn't know what drip means.
Neither did I.
Well, you didn't?
No.
You see this luau shirt I got on?
Dripping.
Does it drip?
Yeah, fucking so, drip.
So here,
fucking
you can read
dripping
the,
sauce,
the
fucking
definition
saucing
again.
On bitches. So you go to Urban Dictionary and it says top definition, drip. When you bling is... Once again, edit this. Rewind.
I need to
sound like I'm confident.
When, you're going to sound fine. I'm clean it slang. Out. Just go. Right. Just go. I got it. I'm going to do it.
Three?
No.
Two? One. When you're... All right. Sorry.
God damn it.
Hold on. Okay. We're going on three. Ready? Three, two, one. When your bling is... Shit. When your bling is iced out, but that shit melting from all your hot bars, you got that drip.
Yeah,
that's what that means.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just another word for immense swag. Guy one, yo, that rapper got that drip. Guy two, for real, he dripping. By E. Reezy, April 6, 2017.
Nice. That's very recent.
So, yeah, it's 2 years ago.
I have yet to hear the kids say drip, though. That's what's weird.
Yeah, because
they don't speak normal in front of me.
Yeah, because they're not stunting like that.
They aren't.
I'm the number one stunner.
No.
What are you talking about?
Man, you don't know the streets like I do.
No, I guess I don't.
I look like an undercover cop.
You look like a Dragon Ball character.
Goddamn right. Fucking Master Roshi and his bitch, man. Get some nosebleeds from them titties.
So now you all know what dripping means. Thank you. Congratulations.
Yeah, and then Andrew, who's a regular here at the podcast, he dresses up for the occasion. You guys are all dressed down.
And he smells really good. We were upstairs and someone passed by and said, man, someone smells good.
And this woman was like, thank you. And we're like, fuck, it's Andrew, man.
It's Andrew, dog.
Like, what are you rocking? What cologne are you rocking? Dracar Noir? Cool Water?
Ode Sapphire?
Rude Sapphire.
Ode Sapphire.
Like Ode. Oh.
Yeah, see, you don't even know. You don't drip like Andrew does. He's dripping Ode to Sapphire.
Yeah, Rude Sapphire's a heel in WWE.
Yeah, because there was Sapphire and then there was Rude Sapphire. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Sapphire was Dusty Rhodes' black girlfriend. We integrated into WWF.
So progressive.
Summer has been fun.
Has it?
Sure.
Yeah, it went by really quick, man. I'll tell you what. You know you're getting old when the days just start passing you by.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. It's what I hear old people say.
Does anybody get summers off in the audience? Is that a thing? No? Just me? All right.
I mean, I have a full-time job, but when
but
it's summer...
But you have a lot of summer break. Like you?
No, I just don't work as hard.
I guess that works out.
You know what I mean? I'm just like, it's summer, man. You know?
Just clock out. You don't take a vacation during summer?
I mean, I don't go into work.
Regan traveled somewhere for summer.
Where'd you go?
I went just to Colorado, the Rocky Mountain National Park. It's not that.
Just to Colorado.
Yeah.
For those of you that it's your first time here, this braggadocious best friend of mine travels the world by himself and thinks he's hot shit.
No, I don't. That's your interpretation of everything, literally.
I don't know. You drip on the travel miles, man.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'm dripping on travel miles.
So you took it sleazy this year.
Yes.
And went to Colorado.
Yes.
And the question you got from everybody.
Yes.
Was what?
Did you smoke weed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody wants to know if you go to Colorado because it's legal recreationally, they ask, do you smoke weed? Did you smoke weed?
Did you?
But no. Did you?
Did you eat weed?
No.
Did you chew weed?
No.
Did you see weed? Get it, man? Like on sushi, bro. Seaweed.
Oh, seaweed. Yeah. No, I didn't seaweed either.
Yeah. No?
No. I did nothing.
Did you insert weed rectally?
Can you do that? I mean, I guess you can do that with anything.
Somebody answered in the crowd. Someone like really quick went, yeah.
Has anyone taken
suppository weed?
Yeah, suppository weed.
No one's going to agree. No
one's going to admit to it. I bet you get high really quick.
They call it tube high. No. You tubing, dude? You tubing? You
call it a green pie. Yeah, what you doing? I'm green pieing. It takes 45 minutes.
Anybody been to a dispensary? Anybody been to dispensaries? We got a couple of dispensary people. No one's ever been dispensary. They are fun.
We're not
fun
cops. Places. I know I'm dressed like an undercover cop. I'm not a cop.
So the whole purpose of the show is get everyone loosened up. God, come on, tell us about when you got weed.
So, you know where I could score some stuff?
Who here stole a car?
No, but seriously, if I could have everyone's mother's maiden name before. So how was Colorado?
It was fine. It was cool. It was nice. I saw a moose. Has anybody seen a moose? They're huge.
I think I've seen a moose.
They're terrifying.
They're like longhorns, but just another animal, right?
I don't. Yes, I guess.
Buff deer. Hulk deer.
Yeah, Hulk deer.
Hulk deer.
Okay. Hulk out. Yeah, baby yeah. Moose.
Hulk deer.
Sure, yeah. Hulk
okay.
Deer.
Cool.
So I saw a Hulk deer.
So how do you say more than one? How do you say moose in plural?
Moose.
Moose.
Right. So there's. Look at all those moose.
Yeah, and while so I was
there's two moose.
I was talking to a park ranger, and she was looking at me, and she was like, "Hey." She was talking about my hat, and then all of a sudden, she goes, "Oh my god!" And I was like, "What?
The park ranger?"
And I was like, "What the hell?" And she was looking right behind me, and then she's like, "There's a moose right behind you!" And like, I turn around, and like 15 feet away from me is this moose just walking up to the water. And she's like, "You have to step back right now." And I was like, "Okay." And so like,
but their handlers don't look sharp. They have spoons.
They still maul people. Like, they kill people.
Yeah.
Like
they will take you to their moose basement and fuck you up.
Right. Yeah. Moose milk.
And she was like, and that's somewhat of a, like, she could tell it was, like, slightly young, which means its mother might be around, which means the mother would be, like, super protective.
But the mothers don't have horns.
No, they have horns.
I mean, antlers, I'm
sorry.
No, they
have horns as well. I think they have
what?
Antlers. Yeah. It's just the males have, like, super, super big ones.
Wow, man. Equality.
But they're, like, 6 feet tall.
That's not big for an animal.
Yes.
When
it
you
is.
Get close to one,
all right.
That's like, a bad basketballer's not that tall, and then you like stand next to him, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, you're like, Tony Parker's not that tall,
yeah, and then you're like, oh, he's 6'5". Yeah, exactly.
He's much taller than us,
but he's a French six. He's kilometers high.
It's like shoe size, the UK size.
Yeah,
so he's like, what'd you do this summer?
Nothing.
Cool. Jess?
Didn't you redecorate your gaming room?
I did redecorate my gaming room. I put little LED lights on it. Looks like a 12-year-old's dream. My 12-year-old's dream. Not that I have a 12-year-old, but my 12-year-old dream. The dream I had when I was 12 years old.
Your 12-year-old's dream is to get out of the basement.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. It's like if present day me went back to past me and said, hey, guess what? You're going to have the gaming room of your dreams. Past me would say, who are you? What are you doing? And get out of my room.
You're a stranger. You're a bearded, bald stranger.
Yeah. And then I realize it is me. And I'm like, oh, do I kiss a girl? Do I ever move out of my parents' house? Like, is that going to happen? And then we'd probably hang out like Big Brother style.
Just and chill. Would you be and then your
you
own
would
big
tell
brother?
12-year-old you, like, oh, sweet, you got the Sega Genesis. Let's play.
Yeah, hell yeah. Jealous of what he has. Because he forgot he had it.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I forgot I lost that game.
And he takes it from them. And then we go to the mall, we'd eat nachos, and we talk about tits.
Yeah, you can tell him what tits are like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you could do that to 27-year-old you.
Yeah.
No, well, then that's it. Then there it is. So then we'll make a pit stop. Cause this is all time travel based, by the way. We'll make a pit stop. And so, like, we're going to go for a ride. And then, so that's totally not creepy. So present day me.
It's a time machine, Michael. I promise it's a time machine.
Yeah. What is that? It's a Scion. You're going to learn all about it. It's a 2009 Scion.
Oh, it looks new.
It looks like a car from the future. Let's go pick up 27-year-old me. And then there I am at this party drinking Zima.
Yeah.
I'm like, put that
just
Zima down.
Throwing paintings off the wall, pretending to be drunk.
You mean I got rid of my Corolla?
That's what 12-year-old him says.
No, 27-year-old him says that.
But then again, the dream, we're ultimately the dream is three me's. Eating nachos.
Three knees?
Three me's.
Oh, me's. Okay,
yeah, three me's, eating nachos, talking about the things we like doing. Games.
Titties.
Boobs.
Food.
Yeah, food. Ninja Turtle sequels that never happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you tell them the secret of the ooze?
Oh, they already know it. 12-year-old me knew the secret of the ooze, I think. He hated it. And that's what we get. Because you're right. You do know film.
And then you're like... One comes out with Rocksteady and Bebop, I promise.
Do you tell 12-year-old you to just not watch Game of Thrones at all?
Oh, no, because I'm in the minority that I like the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm satisfied. Yeah,
What's
the best thing? No, but I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
And 12-year-old you is going to be like, tits and dragons?
Well, that sounds like the best show ever.
And then 27-year-old you is going to be like, tits and dragons?
But get this, porn on your phone.
Yeah. Both of them would be like, you're a fucking pervert, man. And they're going to call the cops. And
yeah.
Like, you just listen to porn on your phone. They're not going to understand it. You can see it. When you say porn on your phone to someone from the past, they're not going to get that you can see it.
They're going
to
say, no,
it's
gonna,
sex talk.
Yeah, they're going to be sex talk. 997.
They're going to be like, phone
sex. Pick up the phone.
And then they're going to ask, how much is it?
Can we find out who the youngest person in this room is?
Why transition to that question when we're talking about
to
porn?
To know if they if
that,
they've
but,
always
yeah, was
had,
weird. That was weird.
If they even know what 976 numbers are.
So I know when you drip. Like, you probably got like a big ass like iPhone X and like that's a drip phone. So your whole life you've had access to porn in your hand, not just that way. But you could view porn your whole entire life. You don't know the struggle of jerking off to Montgomery Ward's catalogs.
Do you know what a cable box is? Yeah. You know,
yeah.
We talked about this, but you did a little. Yeah, and then you go to Channel 99, and then it's all Wiggle Vision, and the Flint Bones is on. You're like, oh, fuck yeah.
Flint Bones was great.
Yeah, the Flint Bones. Yeah, because it's a porn parody of the Flintstones. Yeah.
And you just hear, bam, 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 bam.
And it's
we
just
all watched that. That's what's creepy.
Yeah.
You've seen
it? We all saw that. Yeah.
No, I've watched
never
that
seen.
Vision.
Yeah,
we've
never
all watched
seen.
My God.
Flynn Bones. Yeah. Can we watch Flynn Bones?
I don't know.
Do you, like, I remember.
Oh, can we get a copy of Flynn Bones? Like, uncut, like, unswiggled? I don't think my brain could take it. I think they need to sell it with the fucking squiggles and shit, and every 5 minutes it'll like be a regular image for like about a few seconds, and you're like, oh fuck, this is the authentic. That's like listening to vinyl.
I remember because it was like a 4-digit code on the cable box, right?
Right.
And I remember it was Squiggle Vision, and I was just like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 5.
Oh, you tried to crack it the
old
school way.
1, 2, 3, 6, right? And so I got it really fast, and it cleared up, and I was like, oh shit. But the porn that was on Rendezvous Theater.
Ron Jeremy's in
Rendezvous Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ron Jeremy's in Flynn Bone?
I don't know. But what's weird is that IMDb comes up in 92. Like, that's the first thing that it's a legit movie. The
Flynn
Bones is a legit movie. I don't know. Oh,
Fred Flynn Bone?
Red Flynn Bone. After Red Flynn Bone is hit on the head by a stone newspaper, his libido runs wild. It's 92, so we all watched that in 92 on Squiggle Vision.
I bet you that happens.
It's on YouTube.
Yabba dabba do. And then he gives her a pearl necklace.
Oh, it's my failure.
It's on YouTube. Flynn, it can't be that bad.
Flintstones. The whole Flynn Bones is on YouTube.
Well, it's probably the
sexless trailer
version. But no, yeah. But it's probably the Rendezvous theater version because they didn't show penetration. That was a point that I was trying to get to.
Yeah, but you still can't show that on YouTube. But
it's also
I get that. But chill out.
So don't worry. The full 77-minute video is on X video, so you can watch it.
Thank you. That's good.
All right, you guys can all watch that later.
Let's watch the Flynn Bones. But I saw like a Rendezvous version of this film, mm-hmm. not Flynn Bones, but this one film, right? And so then I saw it on like, you know, you porn or porn right. tube or mm-hmm. whatever, right? And I was like, oh, I remember that. And this is creepy. I remember that one when I was a kid, right? And so I watched it, and then it showed penetration as opposed to the softcore version, right. And it freaked me out.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, you watch a movie from when you're a kid, and then there's like a love scene, and then you're like, okay. Like, imagine watching... I don't know. Where's there like? Imagine watching 16 Candles, like real Anthony Michael Hall,
right.
and the other chick that got date raped, and then imagine showing him penetrate her. How that would feel?
I used to work at a video store, which is I don't know if some of you are too young unnerving. To know what that is, where they rented videos, mm-hmm. and we had an adult section. And at one point, a man came up to the front. And he goes, "Hey, man, what's the difference between 1X?" 2X and 3X videos. And I was like, close-ups? Like, that's all.
Yeah,
that's seriously all I can think
sure.
of. Because, mind that, you, yeah. I was a good representative of that store, and I watched
you had
1X,
yeah,
2X,
sure.
and 3X
and
for research
to,
purposes
only. Knowledgeable of,
yeah,
the, of
for
this
research
product.
Purposes.
And you had to rewind the tapes because you had to rewind, if they for people who didn't rewind,
so
you had to rewind
the tapes.
So you
had to see cum just go into dicks?
No, you put them in those little machines.
Just, he's a gentleman. He put her clothes back on.
Yeah, so
mascara just running back up her eye. Clothes back on. Dignity. It's restored. Father's pride. Yeah.
So I think like 1X is just like softcore porn. 2X is like you're seeing penetration. And 3 is just like gross close-ups.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think 2X exists. I don't think that's a real thing.
It's a thing.
Huh.
Was yeah, Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
Yeah, I don't always watch porn.
But when I do, it's only I don't want to.
I just want to see your asshole.
Yeah. I just want to see some slight penetration.
No, Dos Equis is the ass slapping where they have like the like ass pounding like close to the ass. Oh, but there's still no penetration.
And you can see
XXX is penetration, but XXX is like a closer of like just ass cheeks, ass cheeks, ass cheeks, ass cheeks, ass cheeks, ass cheeks, and then 1X is just ass cheek.
To the side.
Yeah,
thigh.
And then face.
Just thigh.
The face of like, it's like the close-up of these faces, unflattering.
The Red Shoe Diary.
This is not what anybody in the audience wants to see right now.
That's what regular
X is. And then the money
is.
Shot is, like, just a guy, sweat. And then you don't see the girl ever go, drip.
Straight up dripping.
So with that good transition of 12-year-old you, meeting 27-year-old you for our next topic. So
of course.
Let's talk about that.
Yes.
So, Jess.
Hey.
So, we were talking about meeting past you and future you and middle you. So, if you don't mind, sir. Thank you, Ducky.
Thank you so much.
If you don't mind. Jess, what are we talking about today?
Hey, it's time for the first segment of the evening. The segment is called "You Looking at That." It's a segment where I talk about movies and video games and junk like that, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction about said junk from listeners and friends all over the world is going to be "Yeah, I'm looking at that." So this week, this night, tonight, we're talking about the upcoming movie Gemini Man, starring America's favorite Fresh Prince, Will Smith. Will Smith plays a futuristic assassin. He knows how to kill. He knows how to sneak and infiltrate and shoot and kick and karate chop. And then he meets his most dreadful nemesis yet. Himself! But it's himself, but it's his
younger...
Have you
seen the trailer?
Yeah.
Have you seen the trailer? Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's present-day Will Smith, gray-haired, chiseled.
He is legend.
Yeah. I am legend.
Right.
I am legend meets de-aged...
Meets fucking
parents don't just understand
6 degrees.
Parents just don't understand.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No,
because he's younger than Fresh Prince.
Yeah, he looks pretty young in it.
I wonder if he's like if he goes up to older Will Smith and goes, "Why don't he want me, man?" And like gives him like a hug
during that scene.
Missed 14 birthdays without him, right? And he's just like,
"I hope that's in there.
If that is not in there, I am walking out. I am asking for my money back." You know. And but they're assassins, right?
Yeah, they're assassins.
So the guns are like, "Give it a Will, pass it a Will. This next play, pass it a Will." All right, sorry, I was a big fan of Fresh Prince.
And it's cool because, you know, Will Smith has this great shin beard, and there's this part where he's hanging upside down shooting a gun, and he looks like Uncle Phil. Because, yeah, you know,
he's, because he had a big dent in his forehead.
Yeah, he's
got a
giant dent. He's got this gray beard and he's upside down. So all the weight's kind of like pushing forward and he looks like Uncle Phil. So I think that's a cool throwback.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, exactly.
The voice of Shredder.
James Avery.
So you can tell. Yes. So you could tell 12-year-old you
yeah.
that the voice of Shredder becomes the uncle to Fresh Prince who fights himself.
And
I Am Legend 2.
I Am Legend versus Fresh Prince. So yeah. Gemini Man, directed by America's favorite Brokeback Mountain director, Ang Lee, ought to be...
Ang Lee directed that?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Do they? Are they going to have a tent
No,
scene?
They're not going to get intimate. Like, it's not going to get weird. It's not going to be like...
Would it be where did you fuck yourself?
It is.
Like, if I jerked myself off... but I'm an adult. It's past adult me, so it's not that weird. And I jerk myself off.
I don't think your older self would be into that.
But it's me.
Well, anyways, we'll see that. And the rendezvous version of Gemini Man.
All right.
It's a jerk-an-I man. I don't know. Like,
yeah,
they're not clever anymore.
Come in my eye, man. Come in my eye, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
horrible. That is absolutely horrible.
Yeah. Well, anyways, so the Gemini Man directed by Ang Lee. Who made the best Hulk movie, not true. Gemini Man inspires the first topic of the evening, and the topic is pick an actor or actress that you're very fond of that you would like to see in a movie where they face off amongst themselves. Also, what's the name of the movie? I'm not going to turn down plot details either, so you can just have at it.
I got this.
I'll kick it off. Fans in the show might expect... typical answer, Jason Statham versus Jason Statham.
Same guy.
Great fucking idea. He'd be a baseball player, and then his other version is this drunk, and the movie would be called Catcher in the Rye. And then, and so he goes, "I'm the best athlete in the world." And then the other Jason Statham would be like, "No, you are." And then,
what?
And then Jason Statham, what? Catcher in the Rye, rated R.
No, you are.
That's so dumb. Can you see that in the trailer?
So dumb.
Two Jason Stathams looking at each other, and he's like, "No, you are."
That's so good. Yeah, that's
and
good.
And when he opens his whiskey, does he do that fucking bottle cap challenge to open
yeah,
the whiskey
he does,
bottle?
Yes, he does. Yeah, good, yes, exactly. He spin
so,
kicks it.
My answer is Michael Jackson. And Michael Jackson.
Cool.
And okay. It would be Michael Jackson from the Jackson 5 meeting Michael Jackson from the film
oh, man.
Leaving Neverland. And so it makes me wonder the answer to my previous question. And so it would be kind of like hard candy.
But with himself.
But with himself.
That's terrifying.
Right? Because, you know, he wants to see if he created himself. Because that's the whole reason why Michael Jackson became Michael Jackson. Because
he touched himself when he was young?
When he was young. And
wow.
And then.
Oh, like Looper?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see it.
Well,
now
it's
I don't
time
have
travel.
To.
Yeah, time yeah. travel. Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's a movie about a guy who goes back in time to touch himself.
Exactly, right. I get it why it's called Looper. Like, he just gets stuck in his like cum shot. And so, y'all can leave too if you already paid. We donated already. Fucking hit the bricks. So, I would, and it would be called Return to Neverland. And that's the plot twist is that, you know, can he resist touching himself?
So, but right? You're saying it's all, it's not present day him, but like older him and younger him.
Well, no, fuck it. Let's switch it up. Present day him.
Present day
zombie
him.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay, like he's
meets 5-year-old Michael Jackson.
Yikes. Okay.
Yeah, and it looks like he's gonna warn him to
right.
like, you know, you're gonna touch people like you.
That's don't terrible. Touch people when you're older.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you think he's gonna say.
Yeah, but then
he touches him.
Right.
That's creepy.
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
But Joe Jackson is about to beat the shit out of little Michael Jackson. but then ends up beating the shit out of older Michael Jackson because he doesn't recognize his white woman that is in his son's bed. Beats the fuck out of him before it happens, like hard candy style.
Yeah.
Right? And then Michael Jackson never touches a kid.
And never gets very famous.
Tarantino style. We change history. Never touches a kid. Becomes just as famous as he was, but marries Brooke Shields. And then has a kid. And who's the kid? Fucking Zendaya.
What?
Yeah.
Man, that's...
Yeah.
That's kind of...
And then she hooks up with Spider-Man.
Yeah. And then he
becomes MJ. Because he was Zendaya? Always MJ.
Wait, what?
Zendaya's MJ in the Spider-Man
movies.
Oh, yeah, wow. Okay, sorry.
So see?
Yeah.
Return to Neverland.
Yeah, Joe Jackson looks at him and says, go get him, Tiger.
Yeah, exactly.
Deep and terrifying and horrible.
Like the old Michael Jackson kills Ben, the rat. Pisses off.
Uncle Ben the rat?
No, not Uncle Ben.
What the fuck, man? Comes with great power.
Oh, yeah! Uncle Ben! Nice, dude! I like it.
What the hell?
I thought you meant like the... Hey,
no, Uncle Ben the rice.
Make some rice, son.
No, that's not what he was talking about.
That's what I thought he was going.
Well, yeah, because you're...
Satchmo rice guy.
No, Uncle Ben the rat.
I like it.
Yeah.
And then he dies, and then Michael Jackson becomes Spider-Man. Like in... Spider-Verse style.
Yeah.
In this multiverse.
Yeah.
You like that word? You fucking nerd. And so, yeah. Yeah.
All right. And it's called Once Upon a Time in Neverland.
Better.
Better. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that happened. That's even better. Yeah.
Enter the Neverland verse.
Just stick with one.
No, that's the Metallica
movie. Once Upon a Time.
So, yeah.
Enter the Neverland. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Michael Jackson fucked kids. Go ahead.
Mine is going to be, I almost sort of like yours, but I went for like who looks drastically different now than they did when they were younger. And so my character that's facing off against himself is Mickey Rourke.
Oh, ooh, wow. Yeah. Answer.
So you have present day Mickey Rourke, who's just a freaking train wreck of a face.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. He looks like a Dick Tracy villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who goes back in time to hunt his younger self.
Girl face.
To hunt his younger, much better looking, younger Mickey Rourke self to try to steal his soul to get that beauty back. To get that freaking
he doesn't look like
youth
beef,
back.
Does he doesn't fight look like beef jerky anymore.
What?
Does he fight him?
Sure, they fight. And they wrestle.
Yeah.
They're wrestlers.
And Marissa Tomei is Aunt May.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
So Mickey Rourke goes back in time to steal the soul, fight, and kill younger, more attractive.
Like 9.5 weeks.
Yes. Mickey Rourke. Angel Heart Mickey
Rourke.
Angel
Heart Mickey Rourke.
Angel Heart Mickey Rourke. I like it.
And the name of the movie, obviously, is Hey Mickey, You're So Fine.
These are really good answers. I really do.
I
kind
of think my answer sucks, but this is
we're
way
off
better.
To Never Neverland.
Metallica does a soundtrack.
I
like it.
Everyone
yeah.
come can, they all, they do nothing but Michael Jackson songs.
Yeah,
the way you make me feel.
Yeah.
Well, it turns me on.
You're looking in the man in the mirror. Yeah.
You know when it goes like the later Metallica.
Right. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Gotcha. Does anybody have an answer
Do
to this?
You remember?
Any crowd? You have an answer? Awesome. Come to the mic. Thank you. I was like, no one's gonna answer this
Do
one, but
you
now I'm super excited.
The time?
Super excited to hear. All right.
Remember the time? Yeah.
Oh crap.
Facebook answers.
Okay, give me a second to read off the Facebook answers. Robert Hundley said Nicolas Cage.
The name of the movie
is called Uncaged.
Very good answer. Yes.
Amador Salazar says The Rock, but it's Face Off, where they try to stay up all night. Otherwise, the rock that falls asleep gets thrown off a cliff by the other rock called Rockabye Baby Bye Bye. Justin Wilcoxon says Jet Li. I'd call it The One.
Good night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jason Shaggy Gossard said Kenan Thompson. All That / None That. Or Wait. Good Burger / Bad Burger. Those are good ones. So Ryan Timothy Bray says Woody Harrelson.
Ooh.
The name of the movie is called How Much Wood Could a Woody Wood?
Come on,
yeah. He also says Michael J. Fox, Foxtrot.
Oh, come on.
And
yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Shake him up.
Jamie Lee Curtis, name of the movie? Halloween.
Very good.
Tori Poole says, hear me out. Jean-Claude.
Hear me
it's
out.
A long answer. Jean-Claude Van Damme versus Jean-Claude Van Damme.
It's happened.
In a film where two brothers from different worlds come together to avenge their father's murder and settle a score between themselves. Call it Double Impact. Oh, and a weird line one of the brother teases the other is about his black silk underwear. Is that a real thing that
yeah,
happens?
Yeah, that's a real happened. Thing that happens. Yeah.
Dennis Rodman's in it.
He's Amador also says Daniel Day-Lewis. The name of the movie is called I Drink Your My Own Milkshake. Alfred Perez says Idris Elba meets his long-lost identical twin brother, who is albino. Both badass blaxploitation-type heroes, coffee and cream. Bring it.
Nice, Freddie.
James Tennedy says Ron Jeremy. Name of the movie is This Is Gonna Hurt. David Ray Sangiuliano. Is he, David's in here? Yeah. Michael Richards.
San
Giuliano. I say it wrong. I was saying San Giuliano. Michael Richards. Name of the movie, Kramer versus Kramer.
Very good. I like that.
And Eric Genevieve says Christopher Walken in Walking Around.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Sorry.
Yeah, I should have ended with a good one.
I'm sorry.
So, sir, your name.
Your name.
I'll just go with asshole number one.
Asshole number one.
Fair enough. All right,
thank you very much. And I would have gone with asshole number two because that's where it comes from. So, who would you be?
So, hear me out. Before I said, I'm going to say the name, but hear me out with the plot. Seth Rogen versus Seth Rogen.
Okay. Right,
yeah.
So, I guess, you know, like, yeah, pretty much, you know, like, he's like trying to be a politician and he like tries to get everybody to legalize, you know, the weed that you can insert into your ass, you know? And
then, of course, yes. That was earlier off the podcast or, yeah. Suppositories.
Yeah, and then, you know, but then he comes back in time and he's like, oh no, everybody started switching over to like hardcore drugs and, you know, we're not making money on weed.
Right.
And so, you know, he has to like kill them and, you know, be like pineapple distress.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right.
I like it.
Social commentary. Social commentary.
Alzheimer's sucks.
Did anybody see the episode of Seth Rogen where he's on comedians driving in cars getting coffee?
I did.
It's so sad because Seinfeld picks him up in this crap car.
Yes, well, his name's Seinfeld, yeah.
And yeah, his name's Seinfeld.
I just realized.
Yeah, it was, he wasn't being funny.
You weren't calling it by the name of a show because the name of a show is his name.
He picks
That's
him up,
my fault. I apologize.
He picks him up in a crap car, takes him to a coffee shop that he already goes to, and then they go to Arby's.
What an asshole. That's asshole number one is Jerry
Matthew
Seinfeld.
Broderick got picked up in a Lamborghini.
Yep.
They went to this nice coffee restaurant, and then they went to like Met Stadium, like New York Stadium, like to actually like do fun stuff.
Yeah, he got Don Rickles in like a fancy car, and they went to like a deli that has been in movies.
Yeah. So he hates Seth Rogen, apparently.
Yeah, because he was in the, he goes, oh, when's the last time you've been in this deli? And he's like, yesterday. And the waitress is like, hi, hey, how's it going? And he goes, like, hey, I guess I want fries. Like, it was like,
it was sad.
It was pretty sad. It was very good.
It was funny people in real life. Yeah. Like, funny people actually happened. Have anyone seen funny
Thank
people?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, good answers.
Thanks, asshole number one.
All right, we got Joey here. Joey.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Joey.
Come on, man.
You dripping.
Can you edit that?
So my idea is probably two of the greatest movies ever made. It's Hardball with Keanu Reeves, right?
Yep.
Greatest Keanu Reeves movie ever.
Yep.
And come on. And then John Wick.
That's a really good answer.
And then they get in the Bill and Ted's phone booth, and they switch worlds. And John Wick has to teach these black kids how to play baseball. And then, like, the crying Keanu Reeves has to, like, fight people. And he's like, gee, baby. And he's like, he just can't do it. Every time someone dies, he just yells gee, baby's name.
And so can they do it, like, a bunch of times and then all go fight all the Agent Smiths?
Yeah, and then they just they show up in Avengers, too. And then they're like,
they're their own thing, their own squad.
That's called John Wick's Hardballs. So, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, thank you. I'm actually wearing a G-Baby jersey. I don't know if you guys saw the drip, but.
Yeah.
That's a lot of drip, man.
I actually don't even like that movie, so. No, I'm just kidding. You guys, thanks.
Yeah.
So, Jazz.
That's so much drip, it's wet. Anyways, speaking of wet. Gemini Man. It stars Will Smith versus Will Smith. It's a iron knuckle, fist pumping, gut wrenching thriller directed by Ang Lee, starring America's favorite Fresh Prince, Will Smith.
Starring America's favorite Fresh Prince, Fresh Prince.
I am legend. Yeah. So Gemini Man. Yeah, we'll look into that.
Now it's time for my edition of Dad's Cornered.
we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true.
Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch.
So I like to ask our audience, how many out there are parents?
Outnumbered.
For once at the Blind Tiger, there is more non-parents than parents. So congratulations to all you with your pullout game.
Yeah,
it is on point. That's right. You take it where you get it. So my podcast question was kind of alluded to earlier today is, how is your summer? Describe your favorite summer memory as a kid. Sorry. My summer has consisted, the kids are, Mikey's old enough to take care of her brother by herself. So we're saving money on camp and stuff like that. And Gunner had the stereotypical, West Side Kid, summer, where his older sister ignored him and he played video games 16 hours a day, beat the shit out of Xenoverse 2 Dragon Ball Z. We got Street Fighter Championship Edition. He likes it. He wants to play you.
Hell yeah.
He thinks, he can do it. And he's watching a lot of YouTube videos, which included these like Minecraft assholes. And now he's thinking about getting Minecraft. And I'm like, I can grow up, dude. he's nine. And then my daughter, spent the summer. She started a band called Bear Trap.
Hell yeah.
That's BEXARTRAP. Yeah. And shout out to San Antonio Girls Rock Camp. It's a really cool nonprofit that helps girls rock. So if anybody has teenage daughters, or actually daughters, period, that are older than like 8 or 9, they can go any summer for a week. And learn instruments of all sorts, sing, form a band. And their band was awesome. It was their first concert, and it was at Limelight here in San Antonio. So it was a legit gig. Place is crowded. GA. It was a lot of fun. And they were really, really good. And they played, covers. They played Seven Nation Army. They played Sweet Dreams, right?
Yeah.
With Annie Lennox, right? They did this, like, melodic thing to a 21 Pilots song, and it was really, really good. Yeah, did I get teary-eyed? Fuck yeah, I got teary-eyed. She did really, really good, and so there is a GoFundMe for Bear Trap. So look it up, BEXARTRAP, and they just have a $500 goal, and they're at $340 now. So I'm proud of her, and I was like, that's a pretty badass summer. Gunner got to watch his sister. He went to his sister's band was his first concert, which I think is pretty
fucking cool. Awesome.
Pretty metal. And then Mikey got to perform, get over her stage fright, and she wore this Freddy Krueger shirt. It was pretty rad.
Fuck yeah.
And I'm like, poser.
Yeah.
But she wore it. She looked cute. So my question is, guys, what is your favorite summer memory? And I'll talk about mine, and this is dedicated to my friend Caesar Hedetta's dad, Caesar Hedetta Sr., who just passed away 2 days ago, and that I just found that out before I came to the podcast. And so my favorite summer, I was in third grade, and it was the first time that I was allowed to spend a night at a friend's house. And so my friend Caesar, his brother Ish, his mom Patty, and his dad Caesar, my mom and grandma trusted him enough to let me stay over. And the thing with Mr. Hedetta is he was a really big man, and he was really, like, he joked so inappropriately. Like, if someone talked to Gunner, because I was Gunner's age at the time, the way that he talked to me, I'd fucking be cool with it. Like, because he was just like, you guys fuck yet? Like, he would, like, say things like that, which was like, and we're
you'd getting, be cool with that.
Well, we'd be like, no, right? Like, we wouldn't even get like mad about it, right? You go, when I was your age, I was swimming in pussy, right? I'm just like, no, really? Like, we didn't
you believe him.
Yeah, sure. And the coolest memory about is he took us to drag races, and he wasn't, it wasn't in the 90s. The car races.
Got
so
it,
we weren't watching, drag queens running in heels and like, don't fuck it up. Like, we weren't watching that kind of drag race. We were actually watching cars. But, and you'll appreciate this, my miser friend. So I like to save money, and I don't like to spend money. And he was an inspiration for that, because kids got in free. And we're in the back of his Suburban, and Mrs. Hedetta was a very petite woman. So what she did was not wear any makeup, put her hair in pigtails, rolled up her sleeves, made a sandwich. She was still in mom mode.
Yeah.
And so he drove into the drag race and was like, one adult,
four kids.
Cause my friend had a brother, and they're like, okay, they luck. And she was just like, me. Right. And they're like, go ahead. So fucking he saved $2 to get into the drag race. And man, it was fucking fun. I was like, oh, he got away with it. You know, so from that on, I was like, fuck the man. I'm not giving any money.
Cheat the
system. Especially if I go to a podcast, like, it's free, dude. I can give any fucking money. And it was a lot of fun. And I stayed over at his house for a week. We had Bill Miller's. I had never had rice and beans from Bill Miller's before. We always got fries.
Okay.
Like, we always got fries.
So this was like chicken and fries. Fried chicken and fries.
Like po' boy fries.
Yeah.
Maybe potato
gotcha.
Salad.
Okay.
And they got like rice and beans. Yeah. And I was like, they didn't got have that rice and beans?
Yeah, you never had that Miller? You didn't have the rancher plate money.
No, but they didn't even do rancher plates. It was still fucking brisket and fried chicken. Yeah. But they got the rice and beans. And I was like, I didn't even know Bill Miller's had rice and beans. And for the listeners that aren't from Texas or from San Antonio, Bill Miller's is a fast food barbecue joint. And now you know they have rice and beans. And so it was a lot of fun.
And did they get, was it post, like, was it 9 o'clock-ish when you bought it? Or was it like,
oh, no, to get the free brownies and shit like that? No. They just knew the owner of their franchise.
Oh, okay.
They knew Mr. Miller. And so it was cool. We played Clue. I'm undefeated.
Fuck yeah.
I'm undefeated in Clue. So if anyone wants to play me in Clue, Mr. Colonel Mustard in the library with a candlestick. Every time. And it was a lot of fun, and I am very sorry for his loss. And so this goes in memory of Mr. Hedetta, guys. So if you could give it up for him, please.
Yeah.
He's a good man. Good man.
I'll go. Mine was summer of 92. Some of you guys weren't even born yet. Right? You weren't even born yet? Good Lord. You're a baby. You were 2 years old. I was at my grandma's house with my cousin, hanging out, watching HBO, which we didn't have.
Damn.
Which was awesome. And I saw for the first time in my entire life the remake of Night of the Living Dead.
Hell yeah.
It was made in 91, but by the time it was on HBO, it was 92.
Tom Savini.
In color. It was amazing. We watched it like at midnight, me and my cousin. It was the coolest movie we'd ever seen. These people trapped in a house getting attacked by zombies. So cool that the next day we woke up and we played the entire day pretending that we were getting attacked by zombies. We were running up and down the neighborhood. We were hiding in the garage. We got my grandpa's keys and pretended to drive the car. It was the coolest thing ever.
Who was Tony Todd?
Nope, not. We were just surviving
people back then.
No, it was just us. This was on Flores. There were no black people around.
Got it.
Yeah. All Mexicans. Freaking bean and cheese tacos in the morning.
Awesome.
Crispy dogs for lunch.
Crispy dogs.
Popsicles.
And for those who don't know what crispy dogs are, what are crispy dogs?
You get a hot dog and you wrap it in a corn tortilla with some American cheese usually. And then you fry it up, stick a little
toothpick
through it. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Then freaking like popsicles. And then freaking carne asada for dinner.
Carne asada is what?
What's
carne asada? It's Mexican
beef
stew.
Beef chunks with gravy?
Yeah, that's what it says in some restaurants.
In some restaurants, if you look at their menu, it says beef chunks with gravy. It sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Anyway, summer of 92. And I just realized earlier this podcast that was the summer that Flintstones came out.
So you definitely saw Flintstones that summer.
So Flintstones, the porn version of Flintstones, came out that summer, and I probably watched it on Squiggle Vision.
Yeah,
parents' house, at my house, I watched Flintstones as well. So that definitely caps it off as the best summer
exactly
ever.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, but damn it.
So, Jess, tell us about when you...
you remember the show Mad Men? So I was Don Draper's kid in that movie.
Tell us about...
Pittsburgh, 1944.
Yeah. I was going to say, tell us about when your friend threw Babe Ruth's ball over the fence.
World War II, the war was over. Okay. Industrial Revolution.
For summer, I worked. I think it was actually, depression.
I think it was the same summer, actually. I think it was like 92, 91 or whatever. Whatever year...
You graduated college.
No, whatever year that I graduated college and the Flint Bones and the Ninja Turtles movie, the original one, had came out. Because that particular...
That would have been the year before. Oh, was it 90?
Was it 91 or 90?
It was 89. It was 89.
90?
89.
The same year that Batman came out?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So that's why I think that's why it's the best summer. Because that particular summer, it was like... We saw like Ninja Turtles at the drive-in, like your story about being like, oh, like part of a scam. Yeah. We all got snuck in like at a drive-through, like, you know, oh, get in the cover so they don't, you know, charge for the kids. Even though it's like 50 cents a person, these fucking like misers. Yeah. So I saw like Batman in the fucking theater, but all summer long was like stayovers, Nintendo, fucking Ninja Turtles. It was pizza. It was Pistol Pete's. It was all
Pistol
fucking
Pete's.
All fucking summer long, like almost like 3 or 4 days
rest
out of the week.
Rest in peace, Pistol Pete's.
Pistol
as well.
Pete's pizza is the pizza people pick. So that's
no,
Peter,
it's
Piper,
Peter Piper,
but same,
it's
yeah,
fine, yeah.
That cardboard ass, dry ass, fucking 50 cents for Golden Axe, fucking charging. Parents get all pissed off. Get out of my face. Here's $20. Leave us alone while we drink this pitcher of beer. Yeah, ass yeah. Pistol Pete's, Peter Piper pizza. Fucking best summer ever because, yeah, because it was the summer of like, leave us alone. Like, that's the best thing is like when you have a parent, your parents love you. Right. They raise you good. But every once in a while, they want you out of their hair. Here, take this thing and get distracted with it.
They did that with me as an infant, but go ahead.
So it was all kinds of fucking just like Nintendo and games all fucking summer. Long it was the fucking jam, just like reading it, but and also being scammed in
a
drive-through, like
to see a movie you wanted to watch.
Yeah, but it was cool because it was a double feature of that and RoboCop 2, which was kind of pretty crazy because that movie is extremely.
Yes,
it's not for kids; it's fucked up. Yeah. But it was
it's expected for you guys to fall asleep by that point.
Oh, I was wide awake, and I shouldn't have been a fan of RoboCop, but I was a giant fan of RoboCop. I saw RoboCop on cable all the time, so I was desensitized. Really. Early on, going, you know, just all memorizing that movie and repeating things in that movie, which is pretty great for a 20-year-old.
Your dad wouldn't. Your dad wouldn't buy that for a dollar.
No, he wouldn't buy that for a dollar.
Thank you very much. And he can purchase one of Tori Poole's koozies by just looking at the floor upstairs because this is where I found this.
Your
one.
Parents.
Someone dropped it. Someone paid for it and dropped it, and I stole it. Yeah.
I put it in my bag and mine fell off it, so if it's not my bag,
that's
it might be
anyways. Worth every penny.
Anyways, it's when you're a kid, it's not good to go up your parents and go, just give me my fucking phone call.
I love that. That's my phone.
They didn't think that was funny. They didn't think that was funny, but I thought it was funny to go up my parents, just give me my fucking phone call.
God, I love that.
And they're
line.
Like, "Where'd you get that from?" I was like, "I watched RoboCop." And, you know, and they like it was their fault. So
it was their fault.
Anyways, I was 20.
So if you guys have any answers, please mosey on under the microphone, and we will look up Facebook.
Facebook answers. Jason Shaggy Gosser says, most every summer, we lived within bike distance from the Pacific Ocean in Huntington Beach and spent days and days at the beach. We once gave directions to Scott Baio. Driving a red convertible with a blonde in the passenger seat and sent him and we sent him into town down to dead end traffic filled detour. Charles was most definitely not in charge.
Yeah,
was Tori Poole.
Don't read it.
And Alfred Press says, one summer my brother and I set up a card table and invented all kinds of games with Uno cards.
Oh,
I learned
fun.
To make sun tea that summer too. Good times. All right.
Good answers. Good answers. Yeah. So Tori Poole, where you can get her koozies, that's a slick on them.
I hate you so much today.
I am. It says sick. It's a good koozie. And you can buy her t-shirts. She's hilarious. Tori Poole.
Anyway. Okay. So we would go to the beach a lot. This one particular summer, we went to South Padre. And it was pretty dope, except my mom invited my step uncle. And he's super redneck. And he was wearing like... cut off shorts and his balls were hanging out the whole time.
Straight up for real.
Like, that was my first ball experience. Like, I was like, why is it so angry and red? You know, and,
it's summer.
Yeah, it was
it's
summer.
Denim. Summer and denim.
It was like chafed. Anyway, and I thought I was in hell, but then dude disappeared one night, right? And it was dope. But then he turned up the next day, like, and he was robbed by the prostitute or whatever.
Right on.
And he was all poor and sad with his balls hanging out. And I couldn't stop making fun of him the whole time. It was the best summer ever, dude, because I was like, fuck that guy, Jeff. Let's go swimming. It was really heartwarming. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Saggy red balls that turned into saggy blue balls.
Yeah. Was he wearing Umbros?
Ooh. Oh, I sat in gum. All right.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Joey.
fuck, dude.
Yeah, do that dripping hard.
Please do. Thank you.
Dripping hard.
Do it every time.
So when I was like 12, we went on the... I'm just going to take this out. This is my time. my family, we went on vacation in South Padre Island. And so I was like 12. My dad worked like two jobs, so I never got to see him. And this was like the vacation where he was going to like teach me to fish. Like this was going to be like a big thing. And so we're sitting outside and my mom's like, hey, we're going to like buy the tickets to do this. And he was like, hey, you know, I don't feel like doing that today.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
And my mom was like, no, you're going to take him fishing. He was like, I don't think I am. And she just punched him in the face. Like, just as hard as you can possibly imagine, my mom punched my dad in the face.
That's a sight to see.
And he goes, well, what time do you want to go?
So, see, guys, violence works.
Yeah.
So, if you don't get what you want.
Domestic violence, specifically.
Right, right. But not men to women, women to men.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's how it works.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then we went fishing. And
catch a red snapper, because he sure did.
He taught me how to bait a hook. It was great. Huh? Such a great summer. Thank you guys for listening. You have a good night.
Thank you.
He's going to answer every question.
I like to bait on a hook.
Are they still married?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
There you go.
That's a keeper.
About like a year and a half left.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so just... It's like, honey, before I let you go, I really don't want to die right now. You're going to die. Pop.
All right.
Amber Castle Gontes Castle.
That was really close.
Mm-hmm.
So, best summer ever. I don't recall my family being there at all, so that's a plus.
Right.
So I was 8, so I was like 1988 for like half the fetuses that were born in the room. It was before your time. And we were like really poor, so I never got to go anywhere.
Right.
But my cousin had moved into town, and she was my age, and so someone gave us permission to go do whatever we wanted. So we would walk like 3 or 4 whole blocks, but that's a big deal when you're a girl.
Yeah, and
you're not supposed to. Yeah, and not supposed to leave the house. And we got to cross the highway,
which is safe.
It's from a small town, so it was a 2-lane highway, it's a street, but it was 59. Yeah,
got you. Life's a highway.
Yeah, and so we got to go eat at this restaurant called El Zarape, and they had a special. It was like a taco and a soda for like $1.25.
That means the Zarape.
For those that aren't bilingual, and we would go in there, and the lady was like, I know you. I know your grandpa. I was like, lady, everybody knows my grandpa, which sounds bad, but it's because he had a restaurant, and everyone ate there because it was a small town.
Was it called El Zarape?
El Zarape number 2?
No, it was barbecue. It was Mexican food.
Okay.
Although there was Mexican food, but it was barbecue.
Was it El Zarape?
That's why he knows her.
Okay, so you guys go
but
to El Zarape.
I didn't have to charge. They didn't ever charge me for my food, so I got to eat free at El Zarape.
Yeah.
I got an asada taco and a Coke.
Damn.
And a... And then we'd go back across the highway to the boys' club where they do like different things like play movies like The Burbs.
Right.
And have basketball and board games, blah, blah, blah. Then we'd go across the street to the pool, the city pool, if you want to call it that. And we're like, everybody in the whole town was there. So it was like kind of like Sandlot.
The city pool.
Yeah, exactly. Wendy Peppercorn was a lifeguard.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
she was
there.
She was a lifeguard. I did that for like the whole summer. I don't know where the fuck my sister and my brother were, but I didn't care because I was 8 and I didn't like them. I really don't like them now still. But at 8, I really didn't like them.
Well, that's awesome, man. Yeah, that's great. It's a great summer. Thank you for answering.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Rest in peace, man. Yeah, so.
What was the name of that Mexican barbecue place? Los Brisket?
Los Brisket. That's a good restaurant name.
That'd be pretty cool. Los Brisket.
Los Meats.
Los Meats.
Los Meats. Los Meats.
And a sausage.
David San Giuliano.
Summer of 94.
Close enough.
I was like 8 years old. My brother
has been out for 2 years. Sorry.
My brother had finally beaten Legend of Zelda on Super Nintendo, I got a chance to play it.
Oh, nice.
And so like I got hooked on that game.
Yep.
But then like I was also just now old enough to like play with the other kids on our street. And so, like, we would play baseball and the super politically correct Smear the Queer. Every day.
Every June is when you played it, probably, yeah. Which is ironic.
Yeah. Pride Month.
Thank you.
Just because there was just blank stares at you.
Right.
So, like, we would play until it got dark out, which in the summer is, like, 9:30 at night.
Yeah.
And so, like, we'd just be exhausted and wake up at 1 in the afternoon and start the cycle all over again.
Shower?
Why
shower? You'd go jump in the pool.
Yeah, you'd go swimming, exactly. And they'd be like, chlorine.
That's good enough.
It's a bath.
No, there was no chlorine. It was just the kiddie pool in, like, Mike Jones's backyard. Like, that's
Mike Jones, a super Opie looking kid
whose house was always under construction. It was like that Kathy Bates movie, like at the end of the block. That's the home of our own.
What was that called?
A home of our own.
home of our. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good question. White privilege.
So I had a pool.
All right, Gay Be Real.
Hi. This had to be like 2000, maybe 99.
2000.
Around that era. It was pre 9/11.
7 years
ago. Yeah, it was actually.
Yeah. So
I could have told you that.
Post Flint Bones, pre 9/11.
It was before, you know, the heart of a nation was broken. So, good year for me. I mean, I had kind of like accumulated a good circle of friends. We were having a lot of fun. And I had a 1973 Super Beetle. I don't know if anyone's ever had a VW. Yeah, and one interesting feature that you might not be aware of if you've never driven one, the motor is actually in the back.
Yeah.
And this was kind of the birth of a really amazing idea that to this day I've never heard of anyone doing anything similar. So what happened is it was a really old car. It had like a shitty glove box, and the glove box actually disintegrated. And so there was just like an empty space from the glove box. I realized I could, cause I was looking for something. I was going to get out and look for something in my trunk. And I realized, wait, I could reach right through here and into the trunk of my car. That's amazing. So, and I started thinking about it. I was like, you know, you could fit a person in there.
Why?
I just started like putting it together, and I was like, man, I got this fucking amazing idea. If I can get somebody to get in my trunk and
hand you snacks?
And I could get somebody to just, you know, ride in the passenger seat and not know that there's somebody in the trunk.
Yes. See, I knew it. Yes.
And most people don't automatically think there's, you know, any space for a person in the front of a car. Your brain automatically thinks there's an engine up there nobody could possibly fit, right? So that's most people. Even if you know intellectually that you have no engine up front, you're not thinking that
there's a person.
There's a person in the
unless
fucking...
you're Ted Bundy with
so
his VW.
So what we started doing, me and a couple of different friends, every person that we pulled it on was in on the next one. And it was and we did it like all fucking day. We just picked people up and what we were doing is we were like, man, we have to think of like a reason for them to open the glove box. You know what I mean? So every fucking...
Get my gun.
Yeah. And we're like, wait, I got this fucking amazing idea. So what happens is we say, hey, I can't find my lighter. Could you reach into the glove box for me and get a lighter I have in there? I really need my lighter. And so this was back when people smoked and still had fun. So, so the person, whoever it was, the victim would reach into the glove box and open it up. And then not only did a hand come out to hand it, but we were like, and light it.
Light
the fucking you had a thing.
Yeah.
You had an Adam's Family thing.
And I went all out with it too. Cause we were like, we can kind of see into the trunk. We don't want to ruin the effect. So we like had a black, like blanket around the arm.
Nice.
So it literally looks like it was coming out of
and
nothing.
And this was the summer.
Yeah. It was fucking
worth it.
Yeah.
Absolutely
the
worth
trunk
it.
Is totally worth it. Just sweating balls.
One point I know, and what made me laugh is my best friend at the time, who was my roommate, and part of the reason why it was one of the best summers ever, because I was living with my best friend. You know, it was fucking cool. He's a black man, and when I asked him to get in the trunk,
okay,
there's a reason why that's important.
Yeah, okay, cool.
He was the first.
Any defamation league, we're just gonna get scores.
Yeah, exactly. He was the first person that I asked to get in the trunk, and he wouldn't fucking do it. He said, "My mom told me never to Never to let white people talk you into getting into the trunk of a car.
Good for him, dude. Jesus Christ.
So I never
to live by.
I was never able to convince him to do it, but I did end up getting like my other friend, who was a very large friend. Like he was literally over 300 pounds in the fucking front of the. Yeah. He was rocking and he could barely
it's
close.
It's like he had an engine in there.
Yeah, we could barely close the fucking trunk. It was tough, but he did it and he was a sport and he fucking made our night. And so it was amazing.
Rest in peace, man.
That was the other thing. We kept thinking, what if there's like a wreck and he's in the fucking trunk?
Worth it.
You ran somebody. The fucking trunk pops open and there's just a bloody body in there. And it's just like...
But the bloody body holds out a lighter
to the EMS who has oxygen and
so worth it.
Yeah. Believe it or not, there's a payoff to the story. All the reactions were amazing. They were as crazy as you'd fucking think. One person just literally didn't say a word, didn't react, just started trying to close the glove box. Like, just trying to shove it closed. Didn't want to touch the hand, so it was just like, like, get back in. Like,
not again, right?
Right. It was a fucking amazing, like, sociological experiment. And then, like, one guy, the last guy that we tricked, it was in the middle of the night. This dude named Dan, he was a fucking dipshit. Everyone loved making fun of him.
Fuck dipshit Dan.
But he started like fucking screaming like fucking his brain broke. He started screaming so fucking loud. It was not that I knew we were going to get some different reactions, but this guy was losing his shit. And we had to fucking finally just stop the car and be like, dude, it's fine. It's just fucking.
It's just there's a ghost in there. He's like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Like for fucking 10 minutes straight. Even after we told him, dude, it's fucking Blake in the trunk. It's okay.
Blake's
like,
dead.
Fucking settle
Blake's
down.
Dead.
And when we finally were able to get him to speak intelligibly, he told us when he was a kid.
Yes, trauma, best trauma.
He had like this weird memory of as a kid of a disembodied hand that would visit him under his couch or something.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
He said, oh my God, for the longest time, I thought it was something that I had just made up as a kid. He was like my imaginary friend or something. But when I got older, it scared me that I had this memory and I convinced myself that it was just hallucination. And then I saw this fucking hand come out of the fucking glove box and it was like, oh, coming back to me. And he just starts fucking screaming and screaming. And like, so we were like, you're making that up. You're just getting us back. Like, all fucking night long, we were just back and forth. There's no fucking way that that's...
You just bitched out. You just bitched out.
You're just fucking mad, and you're getting back at us because we got you so fucking good. And so, anyway, that was my favorite summer.
Yeah. Give it up for Gabriel.
Fantastic story.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, they buried dipshit Dan in a fucking refrigerator out somewhere in fucking Southtown.
What?
Because,
his mom taught him well.
He saw Jackie Brown. He's like, fuck that.
So, guys, you know, it's another edition of Dad's Cornered. And if you have any kids and you want them to have a good summer, fucking abandon them. And, you know, and they're going to turn out great or they're going to have trauma come to life. So, parenting, fuck it. They're all going to ruin it.
You're all going to die in the trunk of a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
All right. So, now it's time for my segment called Hey, That's Not Funny, where we talk about stuff that is not funny at all. This is coming from a scientific article from Emory Health Sciences this June of 2019. The title of the article is called Screams Contain a Calling Card for the Vocalizer's Identity. So, they're saying these doctors or scientists found out that listeners can correctly identify whether pairs of screams were produced by the same person or two different people. So they say human screams convey a level of individual identity that may help explain their evolutionary origins. And so they did this test where they had 100 people sit down and they had them listen to all these different screams. And they're like, is that the same scream as that person? And they were just finding out that, they could correctly identify for the most part that they were able to identify the screams. And they say it's most likely to be an adaptive mechanism that came like through evolutionary purposes with like monkeys and whatnot. Anyway,
wow.
So they did this experiment finding out whether or not they could find the screams, and of course they found out yes, you can correctly identify. But it brings me my topic question today is simply what makes you scream? So it can be good screams, bad screams, any kind of scream. What makes you scream? And something actually happened earlier today during right before the podcast that is my answer of what makes me, Regan, scream.
And that's when abrupt, loud noises or loud music comes on out of nowhere. Whenever so, our fire alarms as well. I work at a high school,
it's
and
too
sometimes
loud, you're too old, man.
Right. It's not too loud. Well, yeah, it is, but okay. It's just abrupt. It's out of nowhere. I work at a high school, and they freaking do these stupid alarm tests all the time, and they don't tell you. And pop, 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 pop.
No, dude, that's so dumb. That's dumb. These loud noises.
There's no gun, man. There's no fires either. It's just meh, meh. It's the worst, people. It's the absolute worst. But earlier today, Jess, the music came on out of nowhere, and I screamed out loud. I just got it's a coping mechanism because I think me screaming makes the sound less loud.
Well,
does
make
any
makes,
sense
it makes,
to anybody
it
here?
Makes the source of the loud sound aware that it's loud, and it makes the source of the sound turn down.
It's visceral.
Yeah, it scares me, I guess. It's not really scaring. It's shocking.
Startling.
That makes sense, right? It's shocking.
Scared, bro?
I might be a little bit scared.
Yeah.
But I scream. It's like, ah! But I think it also...
hand!
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely screamable. But yeah, loud noises, very loud music turning on abruptly, alarms. I will scream for a few instances. Dude, oh my gosh. When I was in the restroom, the high school restroom,
here we go.
The freaking fire alarm went off, and it was the most terrifying thing ever because you're urinating, yeah, and then you're trapped in this freaking little room that has... just tile
children?
Everywhere. No,
right,
no, okay. Children. We do not go into the same restroom.
Oh, you got the faculty one.
Yes, faculty restroom.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Even though for years there's been on one tile "Eat my dick" written on.
In the faculty
in
one?
The faculty restroom. I've been at this school for 3 years now.
That was
a
3 years.
Person,
no,
right,
yeah, that was a fucking
and
superintendent that was like, I hate this fucking school.
Nobody has complained about it. I know that the custodians have seen it. They have to. The little dispenser of the toilet paper is right underneath it.
How good's the penmanship?
Nah, it looks like a high schooler did it, but you
that's
know.
That's why.
It could have been a coach.
Yeah, there you go. Could've yeah, they
been
don't
a
know
coach.
Shit.
But yeah, it's, I should
just
take
the
a
words,
picture
like
of
a
it.
Drawing
well, I won't
of
take
it.
A picture of it. But yeah, yeah. So anyway, yeah, loud noises, loud noises.
I scream, and I think you scream.
I knew it. Thank you.
We all scream. All
right.
For bitches. Because.
Yeah.
What? We're a first off female show, man. For ice cream. So. What makes me scream is my wife, because if I have to repeat myself more than I think my limit, it's not a like it's not it's like 17 times if I have to say, like, you know, no, it's cool, right? I will scream.
I love the ambiguity of no, it's cool.
No, it's fine. It's okay. No, I'm not mad. I'm not mad. No, seriously, just let me cool off. I'm not mad. I promise I'm not mad. Okay, now you're making me mad. I'm not mad.
It's 10.
It's cool. 11, don't worry about it.
12.
Let it go.
13.
We're fine.
14.
I'm not. Look.
15.
Stop.
16.
Stop.
7.
I'm not mad, right? And that'll make me scream. I go, is this what you wanted? This is what you wanted the whole time, right? Look, now I'm screaming. We woke up everybody. God damn it. I am just trying to love you. Let me love you. Fuck. Shit. This is a household? You call this a household? Motherfucker, man. I was cool. I was being cool. It didn't bother me.
This
like,
is so real.
Fuck, it's not. Like, I told you 1,000 fucking times. It didn't fucking bother me.
This is
no.
So real.
No, you just gotta keep. I'm sorry. You're like, fuck, that's why you get like that. That's why you're so pissed off. That's why the kids are scared of you. They're not fucking scared of me because I was cool and I've been fucking cool this whole goddamn time. But now you just have to fucking, you know, to push my buttons. You're the only fucking person that knows how to push my buttons like this. Now look at me. I was gonna get the green beans anyway. I'll get the fucking green beans. There's a Dollar General down there. I don't mind. It's cool. Shit. French style or whole. I'm getting French style because it feels like noodles.
Oh my God.
Oh my god.
So that makes me scream.
That was so yeah. That was so real.
It's fucking green beans, dude.
Oh my god.
I don't mind.
We were roommates, mind. So that.
I don't. Like,
I remember those days.
Crescendo.
I remember those days. Oh god!
Just I know it was an accident. I'm not mad.
Wasn't like the wedding day.
Yeah,
that, like that chaos happened Jesus like Christ. Multiple times.
Oh yeah. My god! My wife.
Why am I so like tired and winded after that? That was just so good.
Because that happened right before I drove to the Blind Tiger every third Friday.
Women, right, Tori?
Jess, what makes you scream?
On the absolute total opposite side of the spectrum. On the fuck, that was Dark Side. This is
Dark Side? It's Home Life, baby.
My wife has influenced me to scream no longer in anger, but in just pure it's different ranges of enjoyment of like just not like Flintbones enjoyment, just general excitement and of stuff like watching like YouTube videos of like people falling.
Yeah, the fails.
Like it just like not like yelling at nonsense. Like, oh, like watching Game of Thrones. Oh, just like super excited. So
I'm 12 in the future.
Yeah, so like so present day me goes,
I'm gonna get the titties.
So present day me goes down to 20-year-old me, and 12-year-old me is like, shit, god damn it. You know, because he's playing like fucking Contra and
he's
can't beat
Strider,
it.
Yeah.
And he's getting pissed off. I was like, well, what would you say a future like present day me, which is future you? Now just screams in excitement when good shit happens. So it's like, oh, like when like I do good in a game or I'm watching something that's fun, that's my screaming time. Like, oh,
Hitler gets killed.
Oh,
yeah,
like watching movies at home, you know, like in like end game shit. Like, oh, like the entire last like 40 minutes. Oh, just like fucking losing my mind, even though I've already seen it like a few times.
Black Panther comes out.
Like right, just really excited, like, you know, just that's
I
me.
Am Iron Man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much like it's the opposite in the spectrum. Like that's it's with screaming in joy with my laugh.
Yeah. Hey,
or by myself.
There's free samples.
Oh, oh, it's buy one get one free. Oh,
so
they have they have Tapatio. Okay, this is a real story.
Yeah,
I was at El Michoacan, which is a fucking meat market. We were getting some Mexican Cokes and groceries and fucking pork skins and shit. And they had Tapatio flavored Doritos. And legit, real talk, I saw them. I was like, oh! my wife was like, what's wrong? I was like, nothing. They have Tapatio flavored Doritos.
You went, oh!
And I had a mini when I saw they sold those lime cookies that I like so much from Mexico. So they had them at the
lime cookies from Mexico.
Yeah. So that's my scream. That's what I do.
You literally scream for ice cream.
I do literally scream for when Tin Roof came back before bitches were fucking licking it. Yeah. Oh, Tin Roof's back. Oh, like I got so happy.
That you're probably why the chick licked the ice cream because it's like, fuck, it's Tin Roof.
Anyways. All right,
so everybody screams. We'd love to hear why you scream, what makes you scream.
Everybody here screams.
And,
come on.
And let's talk to Facebook first.
Robbie Duarte says, people who are rude, condescending for no damn reason at all, especially if you've tried to be nice in the first place, make him scream. Yeah, man. Amador Salazar says, crippling loneliness. It's all good, though, because no one is alarmed when I do scream because I'm alone.
Yeah, he's yeah. Gonna, yeah, fuck.
He goes, no, but for real, it's probably just mosquitoes. Fleas, ticks, any bugs with diseases. Eric Genovese says, everything. I've been internally screaming for years. That's healthy, right? Jason Shaggy Gossard says, Kenan Thompson still not playing James Bond makes him scream.
So, that is an ongoing joke for those who are public access listeners.
Years.
He's a big Keenan fan.
Yep.
So Ryan Tip of the Brace says, stubbing his toe. Ooh.
Nah, that'll get me mad.
I just bang my head when I do that.
Yeah.
No.
Transfer the pain.
I do James Hetfield impersonations now. Here.
Yeah. Alfred Perez says, caps lock. Get it?
Fuck you, man.
Jose Hernandez says, I yell at everyone while I'm driving.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't actually yell at people because I'm pansy.
Right.
Forrest Gabbage says, Bruce Dickinson.
I mean, there's no coercion there. There's no coercion or anything. But when he says, "Scream for me, San Antonio,"
that's the lead singer of Iron Maiden, yeah. Children.
He says, "I feel like I should do my part."
Right.
Stephen Colon says, "Halloween."
Like the movie or the
I don't know, just says Halloween.
The band.
Halloween makes him scream.
So, right. David San Giuliano.
First off, I think that study is bullshit because every time I scream, someone comes by and they're like, is a woman in trouble?
but if you scream twice, they'd be like, that's the same woman.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, so, okay, you know that Australia episode of The Simpsons where Bart keeps flushing the toilet and Homer screams? That's me. Because, like, anytime I'm in the shower, like, everybody in the house just decides to use a toilet. Ooh. And so, like,
do you
scream.
Live in the 80s?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I have, like, a shitty electric water heater. Yeah, and so, like, one day my son was like in my bedroom, like outside of my bathroom, and my wife flushed the toilet.
My wife.
And I was in the shower and I screamed, and then I realized, wait, he's in the other room and he's gonna get scared.
That some
and
woman's so, like, in the restroom right now.
That like daddy. I'm murdering his mom. And so like I had to like quickly turn it, and like I just made it the opening of Wipeout.
Right.
So, but he laughed so hard that he fell down and hit his head.
Oh,
and
wow.
We almost had to take him to the hospital because we thought he had a concussion because she flushed the toilet, and I just go, wipe out.
And then, boom. Yeah. And then, wow.
So you should put that in your comedy bio.
That was a really good wipeout.
Yeah, it was a really, kudos on a wipeout.
It causes concussions,
so
apparently.
So cold water makes you scream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you want that hot water.
Yeah.
Also, taint play.
Taint play? Yeah. Taint play.
I think
good,
that's across
man.
The board.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. Tori Poole.
Hi. Okay. So, like, today, I'm going to tell you about, like, what happened today. Is that cool? Okay. Because I actually screamed.
Okay.
Anyway, I had an instance of sleep paralysis.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So, I woke up at 4:44 in the morning. And
the
I was like,
hour.
Something is not right. And I looked around. And then I was like, I'm going to go back to sleep. This is wild. Like, why am I awake? And I went back to sleep. And then suddenly I felt some old lady's hand on my face, like stroking it.
Were you in a Volkswagen?
It wasn't black, but like, so like I just felt her stroking my face. And so I was like, no, like I woke up screaming. No, like I just,
oh, that's so terrifying.
And then, okay, but I'm not done. So then I went on the internet because I was like, what does this mean?
Right.
Was Yodona trying to fuck me? Like I didn't know what I was having. So I went on the internet and then I read a lot about sleep paralysis and how like, alien abductions might be sleep paralysis. And I was like, dude, I woke up. What the fuck? You got anally raped.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then I read that the woman is actually called Old Hag.
They all
it's
are.
Like a thing.
Yeah.
It's like the Old Hag. And I read Old Hag and I woke my husband up and I was like, it's called Old Hag. And he's like, what the fuck is happening? And I was like, there's fucking Old Hag touched my face. We're dating. Oh. Anyway.
My husband,
Old Hag.
Here we go.
I gotta be the douchebag. Yeah, I gotta be the douchebag that adds to a lady's thing. But no, yeah, I used to have real bad sleep paralysis while spending the night at my ex girlfriend's grandparents' house, and like I would scream, and they would hear me through the heating pipe.
Some woman's getting murdered.
Our granddaughter's getting murdered, but it's upstairs. Rest in peace. Hi, welcome.
Hi.
And your name?
Veronica.
Veronica, thank you for joining us. And
thanks.
What makes you scream?
What you would think. I'm kind of boring. Like, very, very boring.
Try
us. My favorite ice cream flavor is vanilla.
Okay. So, and that makes you scream?
Well, vanilla beans are very hard to scream.
Yeah. We all scream
for
ice cream.
So what makes me scream is scary movies.
Yeah.
And this is tied to childhood trauma.
Hilarious.
So let me explain. I saw The Exorcist at age 5.
Rock and roll.
Probably even younger than that. I don't remember really. But I saw it through.
Yeah.
And I, from like age 5 to like 10, I didn't see any scary movies. Anytime I heard like Jaws or anything like that, Halloween music, I would run away and put myself to sleep. And so,
how would you put yourself to sleep?
I would go lay in my bed and yourself. I would put myself to sleep. Yeah. And so around like age 10, The Grudge and like those Japanese, Asian, The Ring.
Bullshit.
Like, yeah, those right? movies came out. And I was like, okay, you know, I think I'm old enough to handle this. So I tried to sit through The Ring and I blacked out.
Straight up fainted?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I was screaming. And then I blacked out. Like in those, you know, those videos that you see people going down the roller coaster and
like that. The slingshot videos.
Yeah. And then I did that. Like,
at
I
what
just,
point
like,
in time did you pass out?
I don't remember.
The scary part.
The previews for
the the credits rolling.
No,
the,
yeah. It was probably
privacy
like
is
the,
up to 500,000. Yeah.
It was probably like the first scary moment of the film.
Yeah.
And so after, like, my siblings were there. I'm the youngest of four. They didn't think to check on me. Like, I was just passed out.
Yeah, exactly.
And so when I woke up, they had The Grudge going.
Shit.
And then I passed out again. And then I woke up like sweating from like the blanket, I guess. I covered myself before.
Well, that protects you from kukui. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We all know
so
that.
I just woke up like sweating to like the rolling credits. But now I try to go see scary movies whenever I feel like hurting myself.
Yeah.
And, well, and I still like I scream like literally in the movie theater. It's so embarrassing.
That's fun.
But
do you stay awake? Do you pass out?
No, I stay awake.
Nice. Sweating, good job.
Sweating in my hands.
Oh, okay.
But I'm screaming.
You should bring
like,
a blanket.
Just hearing it.
You and need, then you can just you cover yourself. You need to go see like horror movies where like the director is in the audience. Like you need to go to like premieres and they'll be like, I did that.
Yeah. My movie made someone get pass out.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
You're hired.
You're hired. Yeah. Like, go to all my premieres. Well, thank you for answering.
Thank you.
First time answer. Thank you so much. Reagan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, screaming humans. It's not funny.
No, it's not. This is serious business.
So, guys, thank you all so much for tuning in to another edition of Comedia Go-Go's podcast, Public Access. And if this is your first time, which many of you, this is your first time here at Public Access. And as you may be well aware, this is an educational podcast where we try to teach you things and not just teach, but learn. Learn about ourselves, about the world, or maybe just life in general. So we want to know, what did you come to know? During this podcast, what made you come to learn something about yourself, about the world, about life in general? So, Jess, what did you come to know?
I came to know that destiny is a real thing. You're destined to do something, like things that tie destinies together. And I think us three guys, even though we didn't meet each other until like in college years, I think we were destined to unite because each
Which
of us
is okay.
simultaneously at one point in time in the timeline, all of us were watching the Flintstones, yep. And we were trying to watch squiggly pornography
because it was on a schedule.
Yeah, because yeah. it was on a schedule.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's the whole thing. We live in the same town.
Yeah.
That means there's no like, oh, yeah, he was trying to watch the movie.
This was my answer, so keep going.
So destiny is a real thing.
Absolutely.
The fabrics of time will eventually be knitted together. And we are the thread that we will eventually be knitted together, and the scarf of destiny. That's what happens. The Flintstones brought us together.
92,
baby. We were destined to become friends.
Flintstones is destiny's child.
Flintstones is destiny's child. Okay, so
I'm a lot younger than you guys. So yeah.
Yeah, fucking, that's great. So our homework is to find the film and watch it together. We'll do a commentary. For the movie,
yeah,
and we'll have that online. We'll put a commentary for watching us Flintbones.
If you guys want to do Dark Side of the Moon with Flintbones, we'll put the link of Flintbones
our
on,
commentary,
and then you could listen to our commentary of the
commentary
porn parody of Flintbones starring Ron Jeremy. So please, since that was your answer, what did
I'm
you
sorry.
Come to know, Regan?
I mean, I've come definitely to know that we all
We're watching that summer of 92, yeah, man. Yeah, that was my answer. I mean, there's a lot of connections between all three of us. We've known each other for very long now, but me and Larry's fathers actually worked together. Like
all three of our dads went to high school.
Yeah, my dad went to his stepdad's same high school, and now, as if we didn't have enough of a connection, all three of us
jerked off to
Flint Bones in 92.
Without actually watching Flint Bones,
through Squiggle. And I learned what dip means.
Drip.
Drip. Sorry. Never mind. I didn't come to know anything then.
Oh, man. Well,
I put my hand up on my hip. When I drip, you drip, you drip.
Right. Very good. What I came to know is that you can fit a body in a Volkswagen.
A 300-pound body.
Yeah, now he's like, man, you got some trunk in your junk. Yeah, because the trunk's in the front. So it doesn't make sense. But
you say that to a guy.
Ted Bundy was right. So you could fit a body in a Volkswagen. Makes me want to buy a Volkswagen, take out the glove compartment, and traumatize, hopefully, somebody that I may or may not like. So that's what I came to know. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you came to know anything, we have about 2 or 3 minutes. Guys, please come to the microphone and let us know what you came to know, especially if you're a first-time attendee. Please, come on. You don't have to. You already answered.
You don't have
to. If this is your first time, please enlighten us. Tell us what you thought of the podcast or what you came to know. And my favorite comedian, right?
God damn it. No, you
ruined it. There is no such thing as comedians, guys. Throw that word out of your vernacular. We're all comics.
You know I hate that.
I know. That's why I said it, because there's no such thing.
Okay.
We're all comedians. So tell us what you came to know.
Not if you have a vagina. What did I come to know?
Yeah.
That you guys have had sex together with each other.
By proxy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys like...
We came at the
you
same
like
time.
The
came at the same time.
You like the cock. Yeah, it's Flynn Bones, man.
We all saw Bam Bam, sort of.
Yeah, so, guys, thank you very much for tuning in. Please, you know, find us on Facebook, on Instagram at ComediaGogo. And Jess, what do we have coming up?
Hey, well, as always, thanks for coming to our Public Access Podcast. You can get our past episodes at ComediaGogo.com, and you can get the latest episodes at OneOfUs.net. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, hashtag Public Access, at ComediaGogo. Be our friend. Join our Public Access Happy Campers Facebook page so you can answer the questions when you're not able to come. But hopefully, you're able to come to know.
Yeah. And guys, please follow the Blind Tiger at Blind Tiger Laugh on Instagram, at Blind Tiger Comedy on Twitter, and just look up the Blind Tiger Comedy Club. Please support this room. It is run by comics. It's a comedy collective, and it is always free to you guys. And thank you so much for everyone that donated money.
Yes, actually, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you
very much.
Yes.
Very much.
And far too generous.
That was a very generous donation. Now, I'm not teasing you. I'm taking it away. Thank you very much for supporting us. You've been one of our best friends for years, and we can't thank you enough. So, guys, once again, this was Comedia Gogo's Public Access. And once again, I am Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we'll bam, bam, bam you later.
Yeah! Flynn Bones. Drip, drip, boom.